Words spoken that are negative and destructive or filled with anger can release demonic spirits against a person. If the person agrees with those words and believes them, then demonic spirits are free to enter their life and torment them. Here's the verse, Proverbs 18:21, death and life in the power of the tongue. And I'm gonna reflect on that verse, because a lot of us hear that verse and we still don't know what it implies. Whatever you say, as I said before, it becomes something from the natural to the supernatural world. From the very beginning, we saw that God said, "Let there be light," because He spoke it into existence. That's why when you pray for somebody, what do? You proclaim what you want to happen. You say, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." In the name of Jesus, these are words. Words have meaning and words have substance. Oh, shalabakaya. Words have substance. They mean and they just manifest into something else. When you're praying for somebody, you just don't think about it. You proclaim it, and when it comes from the natural, it goes into the supernatural. And I was talking about some other teaching I did about prophecy. When we prophesy, it comes from our world. It goes into the spiritual world, and when it goes into the spiritual world, the spiritual climate begins to shift. And the atmosphere changes because the demonic forces see there's something coming into their world. It's in our world, but it is transpired to another world, which is the second world, which is the spiritual world, the unseen world. But we don't realize that. And the enemy wants to keep us blind to the fact that something has happened. So we have to be careful what we say. And I always emphasize that. Always. That's why it's not good to say, "Oh, I feel like I'm going to die. Oh, this thing is just killing me." Or, you know, all kinds of things that we say, and I've done them too, but I'm very careful now when I say things. Oh, I feel like I'm never going to get out of this problem. Don't. That's not one thing you want to say. Oh, I never feel like I'm not going to get find this, or I'm never going to find work, or I'm never going to get healed, or I'm never. Listen, you could think with that in your mind, but don't proclaim it. You know, because these thoughts will come to our mind, but you don't have to say that. Don't make a public declaration of everything you comes into your mind, your thought. Some things have to be put away. Some things you have to pray about. Where is it coming from? It's coming from either two places, either from God or the enemy. That's where it's coming from, these outside thoughts, you know. And the inner, that's why we have to listen to the inner witness, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs to speak to us in the inner thoughts. So everything that comes in needs to be judged, watch this, from the Spirit of God that's residing in us. Because it says, your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So whatever comes in, it gets tested by the Spirit. So as the thoughts come in, whether they're from God or from the devil or from the world was a part of the enemy, the Holy Spirit needs to rise up within our inner man and test the thoughts. That's why the Bible says, test all things. You have to test it, right?